Kirk, good morning to you.
Good morning, gentlemen. You know, it's not good news when you get a major news bulletin that comes out at 4:31 in the morning on a Sunday morning. And, of course, that's what happened today. News that we do have, basically, it's almost the same thing that happened in Spain. A nurse who was working with an Ebola patient, she was using all the safety protocols, the gowns, gloves, mask, and shield. But somehow one of those protocols broke down. She was under a self-observation program where she was basically monitoring herself. She was a health professional for signs that she may have Ebola and was coming down with that fever on Friday, and now tests this morning indicate that she does have Ebola. They're still going to do more conclusive tests at the CDC in Atlanta, but they are presuming that this is the first infected case in the United States of an Ebola patient. Here's the director of the CDC, Tom Friedan, commenting on just what's going on.
Confirmatory testing is underway at CDC. We don't know what occurred in the care of the index patient, the original patient in Dallas. But at some point, there was a breach in protocol, and that breach in protocol resulted in this infection. The two areas where we will be looking particularly closely, performance of kidney dialysis and respiratory intubation. Both of those procedures may spread contaminated materials and are considered high-risk procedures.
And, of course, that index patient is Thomas Eric Duncan, who passed away back on October the 8th. Now we go through the same protocol with this nurse. They go into her apartment. They go into her car. The people that she was in contact with, so that circle just grows. And you can feel the fear growing a little bit in the United States. I was thinking back, when is the last time we had a medical issue like this? It's certainly not in the ballpark of the AIDS epidemic, but it's got that same little seed of fear that we had back in the 1980s. And the branches of it are spreading out. A big stock analysis here that a lot of people follow, a guy named Jim Cramer on his Mad Money program was suggesting people not even invest any with the downturn the market's seeing because Ebola could be one of those wild cards. So he advised people holding on to their money for a while until we see how this shakes out. It's also having an impact on your chocolate bar. The World Cocoa Foundation is now investing hundreds of thousands of dollars because the Ivory Coast, that produces one-third of the world's cocoa, has shut its borders to those African nations with Ebola, even though there's been no cases of Ebola in the Ivory Coast, and many of the workers came from Guinea and Liberia. So I was looking at the cocoa charts, the cocoa prices, and they are spiking and spiraling all over the place this morning.
Good on you, Kirk. Many thanks for that. So you can only get it if you're exposed to bodily fluids.
Yeah.
Right. So respiratory intubation, which I take it is to sticking a tube down someone's throat.
Yes.
Right. So presumably you've got gloves on and all that sort of stuff. And I don't know what's involved in dialysis, whether that, how you get exposed to bodily fluids by giving someone dialysis treatment.
Blood, I suppose.